Today's episode is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Look, I don't know if you guys have heard, but 2020 has been one of the weirdest years ever, but also one of the best golf years ever for the industry. And WorldwideGolfShops.com has all of the great gear from all of the top brands, including training aids, apparel, and accessories, everything that you need to get you on the course and playing a little bit better. So go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com today.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. You can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. And you can go ahead and find us all over social at Golf Unfiltered. Folks, you know where you can find us over at thehackersparadise.com because we are part of the THP Podcast Network along with our friend Dan over there at Range Days. Just kidding, I love that guy. And last but certainly not least, you know that we love our friends over at Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio. They keep us in the game even when the temperature is getting colder here in Chicagoland. It's sad but true. The golf season for me is coming to an end very shortly, but they've kept me in the game all season long, and they will continue to do so throughout next year. Folks, how much do you think about what goes on your feet when you play golf? And I'm not talking about shoes. I'm talking about the socks that you wear, and there is no better sock company out there, in my opinion, than Kent Wool. And today, we welcome onto the show Miss Lauren Lunekis. She is the president of Kent Wool Performance Apparel, and she and I talk a lot about their new exciting fall and winter collection with their it's just fantastic socks you want to check out. Go out to kentwool.com, take a look at what I'm talking about. They've got 8 new colors for you to check out on their wonderful ankle cut merino wool performance socks. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever gone to any apparel section in any golf store, pro shop, whatever, chances are you're probably going to remember the name Kent Wool. And I have to tell you, I've been wearing these socks for many years. We love these socks at my household, and I'm excited to hopefully try out the fall and winter collection here in a little bit. And the reason I say hopefully, it's a limited time only. You have to get out there very quickly to check out these styles, but they are fantastic. And Lauren goes into all the details about what makes them so special, as well as all the things that makes Kent Wool special, because this is a company that's been around for a very long time. And we get into that today in the conversation. We talk about company culture. We talk about some of the challenges that they ran into in 2020 in response to COVID. And I got to say, as I said in the interview, Kent Wool's in very good hands with Lauren Lunekis. And she joins us here in just a second. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. No big hype, no big price, but definitely a big deal. Take advantage of their factory direct model where you cut out the middleman and get the best products shipped to your door direct from the company. They've got a demo program to try out their products before you buy, a trade-up program to get these clubs in your hands even quicker, and special financing where you can split your payment into 4 to make these clubs even more affordable. Go to benhogangolf.com to learn more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. As I mentioned at the top of the show, very excited to welcome on Miss Lauren Lunekis. She is the president over there at Kent Wool Performance Apparel. Lawrence, thanks so much for hopping on to talk to me today.
Oh, Adam, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to talk socks and golf with you today.
Two of my favorite things, and I got to say, Kent Wool socks are we're huge fans of you guys. And I have to say, my wife has stolen all of my Kent Wool socks. I can't find them anymore. But huge fans of them. And I understand that we're going to talk a little bit more about the fall and winter limited edition collection today. But before we get there, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit more about your time at Kent Wool? My understanding is that you've been there for about 4 years now.
That's right. So I got my start shortly after college in golf. I worked at Bridgestone Golf. I think you know some of the crew there. Worked for Bridgestone Tires in their sports marketing group for a little while, and then was recruited to come to Kent Wool to help grow this awesome brand that started in the golf space. And so I have been here for 4 years. You're correct on that. I came in the marketing department and worked here to just help grow awareness of the socks. I have grown with the company, and in my role as president now, I oversee the sock division here at Kent Wool and help deliver those socks that you love.
You know, one of the things that always just amazes me about Kent Wool is just how long it's been around as a company. It's been around since the 1800s, if I remember right.
That's right. So this is our 177th year in business.
Wow.
Kent Wool started in 1843 as a wool yarn manufacturer, which we still do today. We make wool yarn. And of course, my division of the company takes that wool yarn. We turn it into socks for golfers and athletes across the world.
And that has led us to one of the more exciting releases that you all have coming out soon. It's the limited edition fall and winter collection. And folks, you can go out to kentwool.com today and check this out. It's right there on the main page. Lauren, what is so exciting and what can we be excited about regarding this new collection?
Well, the fall winter collection is, I think, one of our most exciting. I know that there are Kent Wool fans listening, and you will all remember that Kent Wool has launched a number of products over the year. Function is at the core of what we do. We want to make a wonderful sock that performs during long rounds and all those steps on the golf course. And I think you're seeing us evolve. We have a wonderful relationship with our customers. We get fantastic feedback from them and so enjoy hearing what they want to see from Kent Wool. And as the world has shifted to, you know, athleisure is such a big trend. And generally speaking, the world is getting a little bit more casual and golf is getting a little bit more fashionable. So that's a really great recipe for a sock company like ours to meet customers where they are and deliver some awesome colors. And I think that's what's most exciting about this launch. We have 8 fantastic colors, perfect for the fall, winter season. Going to look great with golf wardrobes and even just casual attire when you're not at the course, not losing any of the features of the sock that Kent Wool fans love, just adding a layer of fashion right on top of all of that function.
You know, it's funny, you bring up the athleisure, and that's something that when we talk to others on the show, they talk about how much of a push there is in that space. And so admittedly, you know, and I've tried a lot of golf socks and not all of them look great when you're not on the golf course. Kent Wool's an exception there.
Well, thank you. It is certainly a priority for us. We do think that that function and fashion has to be a marriage, even in something like socks. It's important. It's an important component to your wardrobe. And particularly in the southeastern states, though we're in October, I still see a lot of golfers on the course with me in their shorts. So it is something that people see, and we want it to fit seamlessly in with that wardrobe for sure.
Yeah, and the weather's getting colder here. I'm in the Chicagoland area, as listeners know, and we definitely want to take advantage of anything that's going to keep us dry and warm. But, you know, to that point, I know a lot of listeners here are probably wondering, well, you know I want to be pretty particular about my socks. Typically, you know, I'll speak for myself. If you go into a store, you're not going to really pay too much attention to the build of the sock as maybe a shoe, but that's just as important.
Right. If you think about it, the sock is what is actually touching your foot. It's not the shoe. So you want a sock that's going to perform. I'm a golfer myself. I think we have all played around or 2 or 10 in our lives with a blister, and it's just so disruptive. It makes the day uncomfortable. It's not at all enjoyable. Once you get that blister, there's no going back. And no matter how many Band-Aids or how much athletic tape you keep around, it just hurts. So I certainly have a biased perspective, but I think the sock is arguably more important than the shoe, if not just as important. And, you know, athletes in other sports think so much about their socks. If you think about runners or cyclists or mountain climbers and hikers, socks are a key component to their gear. Golfers are, of course, athletes too, and we're on our feet a lot. Certainly during COVID, we're hearing stories that walking is becoming so much more popular, push carts and just being able to be outdoors and in nature. And as we're putting in all those miles on the course, we've got to be sure we stay comfortable.
Yeah, I can definitely speak to that. I've walked more this year than ever before because of COVID. And you're right. I mean, it's the one piece of equipment, and I consider socks and apparel golf equipment, really. You know, you're out there and it touches your foot and you want to make sure that you're comfortable. You know, as it pertains to updates to something as common as socks, you know, let's just say that's something that people probably think a lot about and not even know it. How much does voice of customer feedback tie into that? Do you poll customers? Do you get feedback? And then does that go into the design ultimately?
It absolutely does for us. We are so fortunate to have a customer base that is loyal to us and that our avid golfers and avid athletes in other sports as well, who are quick to give us feedback on both the form, the function, and the fashion of our socks. So we will frequently get emails sent in to our customer service group about colors people want to see or certain design aspects of a sock that might make whatever leisure activity it is, golf or otherwise, more enjoyable for them. We take those to heart. They go straight to our designer who works in conjunction with a research and design group to make socks that really, really perform. You know, we certainly test and do all of the things in the lab that you would want to see done to a great product, but there's no lab quite like in real life. And when we get that feedback from the field, from the golf course, that is so tremendously valuable to us and definitely plays in to how we develop future product lines and future color offerings.
You know, on that point of color offerings, you had mentioned that there are 8 different offerings for the fall and winter collection, and these are quite stylish, I'll have to say. There are some colors that are definitely, you know, fall and winter hues, you would think. You've got the, you know, the autumn colors and you've got the winter colors, but some of the others are pretty unique. What are some of the thoughts that went into the color scheme there?
So we actually employ an artist on staff. She's our product designer, director of creative. And she has, of course, the art background, but also a fashion background. So that very functional piece, again, is key to what we do. She is staying on top of the same trends and attending some of the same conferences each year that the major fashion houses are attending. So, you know, we're definitely in line with trends that you'll see in other athletic wear. We want to be in line with the apparel companies so that, again, the sock is a seamless fit with, though we don't make them, your polo shirts or your slacks. That's important to us. And we want to deliver, you know, what's in fashion, what's the trend this season. And we think we've done that with this collection.
Yeah, I would say you hit it out of the park with these. You know, I've just looking through, and once again, listeners, the website is kentwool.com, of course. Just absolutely fantastic looking, you know, pieces of apparel here. Something that a lot of people who might not have tried Kent Wool before have to understand is really your guarantee that you offer. Maybe you could speak a little bit about that.
Sure. So we offer a blister-free guarantee. We are so confident in our sock that if you get a blister wearing Kent Wool, we will either replace it or refund it for you. We think that is a key component of this sock. Our company was founded 10 years ago, or our division of the company rather was founded about 10 years ago when our former CEO was playing around at the BMW charity Pro-Am, and he was on 18 with a chance to eagle. It should have been a very exciting moment, kind of a pinnacle of his golf career, if you will. Mm-hmm. And his feet were just badly blistered. The conditions had been difficult. They walked, of course, some difficult courses that week. And he was just groaning about his blisters and how uncomfortable he was. And his caddy looked at him and said, "Mark, you own a wool yarn company. Make a better sock." And he did. So because of Mark's blisters, we are here today, and we are determined to be sure that no one else has an uncomfortable day on the course because of blisters.
That's a fantastic story. And, you know, it's funny where we get inspiration for things as a business, right? You try to find things that customers are going to like, but also you want to look at things that actually you're going to like and use. And this is an example of that.
Absolutely. If we, you know, people ask us, what do you do? Well, of course, we make socks is the easy answer, but the why we do it is because we get the feedback from customers, direct feedback, that things they enjoy doing are made more enjoyable because they're wearing Kent Wool. And there is nothing more rewarding than hearing from someone who hasn't walked a pain-free round of golf in years who got to do that, or someone who was able to hike with their grandson on the Appalachian Trail comfortably. You know, those things give us, that's what gives us the chill bumps. It's definitely more than just a sock.
Yeah, I can imagine so. You know, and obviously, Lauren, it's been a difficult year for many businesses in 2020. And obviously, Kent Wool has had to pivot in a lot of ways, I'd imagine, not only to get orders out to customers, but also to make them aware of what's coming up. How has Kent Wool been able to respond to the challenges presented in 2020?
Oh, it's definitely been a difficult year. I think it has been for all of us. You know, we wanted to prioritize continuing to produce a fantastic product with the world's best team of people here. We're so fortunate with our employees, and, you know, deliver that product on time to our customers. So those key components of our business didn't really change because of COVID. If anything, we were just recommitted to doing those three things as well as we could, taking care of our customers and our people and our product. We're really benefited by making our socks in the United States. So we're one of the few companies who makes entirely in the U.S. Our domestic supply chain and production partners have been critical during this time. We've been able to get and maintain on-time deliveries. We've been able to continue R&D work and continue to develop for the future those great socks that people have come to expect from us. So it's been huge to produce here in the U.S. It's always been important to us. We've always done it. We are committed to continuing to do it. But it has certainly been a huge benefit to us in COVID. So I'm pleased to say that we have been able to continue to, you know, plug along and check off those core values of the company and keep working towards those goals. And we're very appreciative of the support we've gotten from our customers. You know, people are playing a lot of golf this year, and I'm very grateful that they've been playing in their Kent Wolves.
I am very grateful that they're playing at all. I'll be honest with you. And that's great to hear from you as well. I mean, you know, and obviously there's the customer side of everything, but there's the internal customer side of things as well. And just keeping staff engaged, keeping the morale high. And you had mentioned the core values of the company and checking those boxes. What are some other ways that you've even tried to keep staff engaged?
Sure. So like a lot of people, we did spend a portion of this year working remotely. So there have been a lot of video chats and Zooms, and we're lucky to have a team that is small, but very connected. So there have been many, many conversations still had. And we've harnessed technology, just like a lot of people. It's also been a great year to stay connected with our customers. It's been rewarding and a morale boost around here, not only to get good feedback, but to, you know, help people buy birthday gifts this year that they're needing to ship across the country to a loved one they can't be with. As we get into the holiday season, we're excited to help people, you know, with gifting around the holidays too. So our customers have been a morale boost, and I think our camaraderie here as a team has certainly helped keep everybody engaged and uplifted in what has been a very trying year.
You know, it's amazing how people can come together to still accomplish a goal, especially when they're challenged. And it sounds like that is alive and well over at Kent Wool. You know, this might be, this just popped to mind here, Lauren. You know, one of the things that at least, you know, I've discovered even doing this, but also my day job outside of this, is how you can do things differently to still achieve the same goal. And that just comes with creativity and innovation. Can you think of anything top of mind that Kent Wool has done or that you've learned from this time this year?
Sure. I think we've all had to adapt a little bit. Certainly how we speak with each other has changed. You know, lots of technology, as I mentioned before. I think that applies to how we're reaching our customers too. We're very proud to be sold in a number of green grass retail locations throughout the country. So pro shops at some of your favorite courses, and certainly have been able to use technology to reach those individuals. Our sales director, you know, can't necessarily hit the road to go visit people, but we can use technology and video chatting, Zoom, all of those good things to even speak with our customers. So there's absolutely been a need to get creative. I think one thing I'm most proud of the team, if I can brag on them for a minute,
please,
is a lot of the creativity that has gone into supporting our communities during this time. While socks, again, they're not personal protective equipment by any means, but they can deliver comfort. So the team really rallied to find ways to deliver socks to first responders and hospital workers, in ways that we've not been able to do before. And of course, coordinating all of that remotely with individuals. It was really, really rewarding to see some of the innovative thought that went into being good community partners this year.
That's fantastic to hear. I love hearing stories of businesses being able to reach back out to the community, especially during a year like this. And, you know, obviously, there's a lot more that goes on at Kent Wool than just socks. It sounds like there's a huge culture that everyone wants to be a part of. You can feel it. Unfortunately, they might not have a PGA show face-to-face this year, but I always love going by your booth to see what's going on and to kind of feel that. You feel like you're welcomed in to the Kent Wool community whenever you walk into that booth, and I'm sure that that's something that's part of your company culture as well.
Absolutely. I think a lot of that comes with history and legacy. We've talked about the age of the company. I think a lot of it comes, we're fifth generation family owned and operated, which is also unique. It's unique in the world in any industry, but particularly in ours.
True.
And that family atmosphere, it's core to our internal culture. But we are intentional. We want that to seep out. We want our customers to feel like they're part of the Kentwolf family, because they are. Without them, we don't exist.
Once again, listeners, we're talking to Lauren Lunekas. She is the president of Kent Wool Performance Apparel. Lauren, it obviously sounds that Kent Wool is in very good hands with you at the helm. And let's talk a little bit more just briefly, because we're almost out of time here. You do have the new fall and winter collection. You also sell dress socks. You sell boxers. You sell a lot of different things over at Kent Wool. What are some things that people who hear the name Kent Wool and they think socks might not expect?
Oh, I think that the breadth of our line is probably surprising to people. It's been an organic evolution over our 10 years in business. You know, we started with just an athletic sock in a limited range of colors. We still make that sock because it's so darn good and people really want it. But we heard, gosh, I would love to wear your socks to work. They just don't quite go with my loafers. and so we made a dress sock. And so it's such an interactive experience. I think people would be very surprised. People who know us just as a golf sock would be very surprised to find the wide range of activities we can support with Kent Wool. So I definitely encourage folks to check that out. Merino wool is so good for so many different purposes. And I think there is definitely a Kent Wool sock for everyone, and probably for a purpose that you may not have thought of yet.
Take it from me, folks. She ain't lying to you. I wear these socks everywhere when I can find them, when my wife doesn't take them. But it's funny. You go out to kentwool.com. You can shop men, shop women, and it actually has shop by activity. So that is just a fantastic feature on the website. And that includes everything from, you know, outdoor sports and training, work and leisure, just like you were talking about. So be sure to check out that full line. So, Lauren, thanks so much again for coming on to the show. I'm going to put you on the spot just really quickly. Anything that you want to tease our listeners on, or just basically go out, take a look at the fall and winter collection?
Oh, I think taking a look at the fall winter collection is so smart right now. I think as you're compiling your holiday gift list to share with others, it's a good thing to keep in mind for that. As you're shopping for others, it's a good thing to keep in mind. Just know the response to our seasonal collections have been so strong that you will continue to see them from us in the future. We release a spring and summer line and a fall and winter line. We'll continue to do that annually. So I will tell you that I have seen the colors all the way through 2023. And I think that each and every one of them is worth checking out. So we maintain a core collection of colors for those of you who know Kent Wool and love to get a navy, a black, and a natural sock. They're still there. We're not taking those away. But we are supplementing seasonally and to really great reviews. So I look forward to everybody having a chance to check that out.
Go out there today, folks. It's a limited edition. You want to go out and grab them. Be sure to do so. You might miss out, but they've got a ton of great stuff out there as well. Lauren, thanks so much for coming on. I'm sure we could talk more about this for many hours, but we are up against the clock and we'll have you back on in the future if you're up to it.
That would be wonderful. I really appreciate you having me.